This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Continue now with the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. My name is Bob Look, sitting in for Chad, who is vacationing this week. As we continue on with the program, and again, a thanks you to Tim Parker, the CEO from Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. Really good work that organization does. And by all means, look them up. And if you're looking for their website, I'll give you that thing one more time, that address, CFONCW.org. And that, of course, is how you do it. Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. Basically, take that, check it out, and see if they can be of some service to you. Another great organization that really helps out and keeps the smiles going, and also doing the work that was so important to myself and also to my wife, you know, for so many years. And that is the work of the Humane Society. And here in the Marathon County area, we got a great Humane Society here. And we have the executive director of the Marathon County Humane Society with us this morning, Lisa Leiterman. And a good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you for saying my last name correctly.
Well, it's, took German.
Hey, it's great.
I know that the second vowel is the
yes,
leader.
No, I appreciate it. That's wonderful. And you have a great radio voice. The way you just said that W was like a perfect radio W. So I like that.
You know, flattery will get you really far here. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. Thank you. No. Well, this, I get little silly things. How many people don't say W?
Yeah.
They say W.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guilty.
You know, and Ian, our producer here, he's, you know.
I say W.
Yeah, see, Ian doesn't say, he says W also.
Yeah, I just appreciate it.
Well, I try. Maybe I'll get real good at it and get a job. What do you think? Anyway, we've got the Humane Society with, you know, this time of year, middle of November, leading into the holidays. You guys got things going to help get that awareness out there to the people. Give us some of the things you got cooking here in the next few
days. We have a few things coming up that are exciting or new or maybe repeats of things we've done in the past. So this weekend, actually, we're doing a book fair at Barnes & Noble. So if there's readers out there or music, or, I mean, Barnes & Noble is full of really wonderful things.
Yeah.
You can do purchases on Saturday, either online or in store, that a percentage of those sales will come to the shelter.
Good.
There's also going to be an author by the name of T. Heights on site at the store doing a book signing, and proceeds of her sales will come to the shelter as well. So we've never really done this before, just found out it was something you could do, actually. We have the vouchers on our website, so you can get the code for getting the, you know, making sure your purchases go toward the event. We have them for in-person pickup at the shelter. So that'll be fun. That's just kind of a fun way to branch out. And at the end of the month, on Small Business Saturday, on the 30th, we are doing our second annual Paula Day market.
Paula Day.
Yes. So we have local vendors who will be on site at the shelter from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We did it for the first time last year, and it was great. This year, we're only doing one day, but We're introducing the vendors on our Facebook page. It was a really great turnout last year. We're hoping we can kind of continue to build that event. So it's just a really great way, you know, community support, unique gift ideas for whoever's on your list, or if you just want to get something cool for yourself.
Not only community support, but community awareness mm-hmm. of what you guys are doing.
Right. Anything we can do to get people into the building is really, you know, what we're after. So that'll be coming up on the 30th. And then we have our Santa Paws, all these punny names.
Santa Paws. Okay.
Yes, he's coming to town on December 7th. These are pictures with Santa, with your pet. Or not. I mean, you could come get your picture taken mm-hmm. with Santa. That would be fine. Where you get a printed color photo. We've been doing it for years. It's just a fun holiday thing that gets people in the building, gives yeah. you a little keepsake picture, and we do the best that we can.
I'm going to show you a little picture. Now, this for radio really stinks because this is visual. But I'm going to show you a picture. This goes back to, I think, in 1998 when I was 10. Yeah, I came back to the area. But Bark in the Park.
Oh, yeah.
This was your celebrity dog. That was our...
Wow.
That was Winston. That was our first boy. And he was the celebrity dog for that Bark in the Park in 1998.
Wow.
At Marathon Park.
I like it.
And, you know, for free pay, you know, I can't see it that way. But all I'm saying...
Everybody should be able to see that.
If you don't think that I have a love of an affection for the Humane Society, not, you know, not just here, but in other places where I had worked, but I've been here, you know, on a regular basis since 1998.
Mm-hmm.
That picture kind of tells it all, because I heard about the Bark in the Park coming up, and I says, hey, do you want to have a celebrity dog? And they all just kind of chuckled. And I said, well, yeah, we'll talk about Winston on the air. And,
right.
And I used to have him in the studio occasionally for, you know, certain things. So he became, I think, maybe the first celebrity dog that helped lead
wonderful.
The Bark in the Parks there. And I don't know if they continue doing that. But
right. No, that's awesome.
But... So I'm just Twitter, you know, that it's like I'm part of the alumni.
Yeah,
almost
of course.
Feel that way.
That picture should be at the shelter.
Well, maybe I'll get your and I'll send it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, give me a signed copy, please.
Boy, right, right away. One autograph.
Yes.
Come on. But anyway, Lisa Leiterman is here with us from the Marathon County Humane Society. So you got all those things there, but that's events to help mm-hmm. raise awareness and raise some funds too.
Right.
But this is an ongoing thing. This is a daily grind, isn't it?
It is. And you may have seen, we just recently had a news story about the sheer volume of cats that mm-hmm. we have. We mm-hmm. have over 230 cats in our facility right now.
230?
Yeah.
See, it's been a while since I've been with you because I haven't even gone to the new place that you have now.
What the heck? I'm not putting that picture up then.
I'm a little busy right now.
Well,
being old.
Whenever you have time, stop out.
I will. See, the problem is if I stop there, I'm probably not going to be the only one coming back. So
that's the point.
I know that's the point. But I'm at that decision making time that I've got to be realistic if I'm going to do this. And I've always mentioned, because people know that I've always had big dogs mm-hmm. around me, and the last one passed 3 years ago, and he said, well, why don't you get a new one? I says, I don't go to get a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs find me. Because those dogs that all those ones I was telling you about.
Right.
We weren't like saying, we got to go get a dog. Let's go get a dog.
Right.
Let's go to some breeder or something. No. You know, I says, dogs find me.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, you know, Winston was the same thing where it was just, we were visiting a friends in the area in Rapid City, South Dakota, when we were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And their dog had a bunch of puppies. And there was one left. And he was the runt of the litter.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yeah, he's a runt of the litter. You know. And I took one look at that dog. And you know, he was a typical puppy, just
right.
prancing about. Then I sat down on the kitchen floor, you know, and I looked at him. And I just, and he's still being a puppy. And I went, Winston. And he stopped.
Oh.
And he stared at me like, and he didn't, his eyes never averted
mm-hmm.
like a puppy normally does.
Right.
And I just looked at my wife and I says, that's our dog. And she went, what?
Right.
Now, you're talking about a home that my wife, when I not only did I get, you know, married to her, but I also garnered 5 cats that she had.
Oh.
So now I've got a little dog.
Right.
Growing up with cats. I'm a little old right now to be doing this on my own. So, but anyway, I love the work people do. But yes, but 240 some cats.
230
right now?
Cats. Okay. And we have right around 40 dogs. So we're in the trenches right now, yeah. Crisis mode. We have had a ton of community support. I mean, the amount of food and supplies that came in after we were lucky enough, Channel 7 came out and did a story. I mean, it's amazing. Like, it's really great to know that we are in a community that when we put the call out there for help, whether it's, I mean, who knows what the situation is, but this particular situation with having cats, kittens coming out of our ears in places, you know, we're doing the best that we can, but
right.
Knowing it's tough. That, you know, we have that support when we find ourselves in those situations, and this is our busy time of year. Yeah. This isn't a unique situation. I know rescues and shelters are struggling everywhere. And like I said, it is just a crisis in animal welfare, but thanks to the community and our supporters, we're able to kind of keep afloat and be ready for the next one that has to come in, and we're still getting them out the door. It's just, you know, kind of that revolving door situation of like, you know.
And of course, one of the most things that we're always in, the late Bob Barker, he used to always say, spay and neuter your animals.
Right.
And that was, you know, our dogs that we had in our possession, and also the cats, they were all spayed and neutered, so
we definitely don't want to be adding to the problem. They're all spayed or neutered before they leave the shelter. It's unfortunate we don't have really, we used to have the Fixes In, who was a mobile option who came to WASA, and they disbanded, but that service of their organization. But we have referrals for other low-cost programs in the area. And like I said, we're doing our part, making sure all of ours are spayed or neutered before they go out. But it makes a huge difference. And where you're getting animals from makes a difference. And making sure you're being responsible, whether that is from a responsible breeder or from a shelter, just make sure that, you know, you're doing your research and not adding to the problem. Because those of us trying to clean up the problem are tired.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's... use the old term, there's no more room in the inn.
Right.
So, listen, we're going to take a little short break, Lisa.
Okay.
And we'll be back with more. Lisa Leiterman, the executive director of Marathon County Humane Society. Executive director.
Maybe I should give you an autograph.
I was going to say, I should be asking for an autograph from you. I mean, I'm lucky you even spend any time with me. I'm just such a mere mortal. Well, we'll be back with more coming up here on Bull Falls Radio.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Chad Holmes Show continues here on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. I just love Ian in the back. He really loves that song.
Yes, I do.
You know, he's sitting there. He's got a choice of what they call bumper music, you know, leads us into sections and out of sections. And he just, like, every day, he loves that song.
Oh, yes.
And he's, but you know, the dancing part, we really have to draw you back. You know, you got to not dance while doing the show. We don't want to encourage our people watching our stream to participate, because then the next thing you know, somebody will sue us because they turned an ankle or something. Anyway, we're talking to Lisa Leiterman of the Marathon County Humane Society.
Hello. So,
So she's here, and this is like their first time here, and you're kind of like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
Being introduced.
I mean, I've walked past it before, but I'm learning something new every day. It's wonderful. Well, I love Wausau things.
Well, I'm telling you up front right now, as far as I'm concerned, and I may be just a fill-in, even though I've been around since Moses, I feel that there should be a little bit more attention to you guys, and I think that this radio station will probably, because they're going to maybe hear what you guys do.
Because I'm doing so great, you're going to want me to come back? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, you need to get out of the place there, you know, with all those cats that you got to take care of.
Yeah. Right.
What about the canine variety? What are we talking about there?
We have a lot of those as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, historically, we have way more cats than dogs, but we have over 40 dogs right now.
That's a good number.
And we have four dogs who have been with us for over a year.
Oh.
And in my career with the shelter, which I started in 2007, clearly a lot of things have changed in that time, just how things are and, you know, the volume of animals. And we went in the new building and things are different, but never have I ever had a dog over a year. That's not the first time it's ever happened in recent years, but to have four dogs right now and to know that their life for over 365 days has been in the walls of those kennels and in that high stress and in not at home and not with a person.
Not having that forever family.
Right.
They have the best care possible, but there's something about having that family.
Right. The shelter is not home. It's meant to be temporary. Right. It's not meant to be this extended stay, prolonged, you know, it's not something I'm proud of.
No.
I mean, it's kind of like a double-edged sword because am I proud that we can maintain a dog in that environment for that long and keep their mental health and their physical health? Mm-hmm. And I have a team of people who are taking them on dog day out, staff who love them. Yes, those things are wonderful. These dogs haven't lost their mind living there. Mm-hmm. But on the same token, no dog should have to spend a year in a shelter.
That, you know, you mentioned the year 2007. 2007 was the year that we got Augustus from the Humane Society.
I was probably there.
It was the spring of 2007 because we had put down our Winston. And so the Humane Society knew that, you know, we had the one dog, you know, Sebastian, who was from the Humane Society before. Mm-hmm. So he's now on his own. And they knew that we were kind of like keeping an eye out.
Right.
And somebody from the Humane Society, I don't know who, because my wife never told me, had contacted, just because they knew that, you know, we had put down Winston a couple of weeks before. And you had a real tough situation with this one dog who turned out to be Augustus for us.
Mm-hmm.
But the dog had been abused as a puppy where he just didn't trust humans.
Right.
And it's a tougher situation being at the Humane Society with all the other dogs not being individualized. And so called my wife. She went to visit at the Humane Society. And all of a sudden I get this call at work. Says, you got to go to the Humane Society and see this dog. And I went, why? You know, he says, we're not in a big rush. He says, no, you got to see him. So I went.
Mm-hmm.
And at the old Humane Society location that you used to have.
Oh, yeah, on Kent Street.
Yeah, Kent Street. And I went there. And so I got introduced to this dog who, as soon as you'd put on a leash, he would just stop standing. He just turned into dead weight. Like, he was so submissive because he had been so rudely taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat on that concrete slab at your place for 90 minutes talking to him. And he still wouldn't even make eye contact. Finally, after a little while, he kind of like looked up at me like, you know,
you're still here.
And I says, well, I'm going to bring Sebastian here. And if they get along, of course, Sebastian got along with everybody. Hey, you want to play? Got some toys here. You know?
Right.
And so I brought Sebastian. They both weren't like going at each other, you know, took him. And he was so abused to the point where he wouldn't even, he had a split level house. He was so, was not even allowed to be in the house.
No.
So he would stay in the landing area. He wouldn't even come upstairs to, you know, the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed there. So we put a dish down there and
No. That's
his little area. And then eventually, about 6 days later, my wife and myself watched TV. All of a sudden we could hear going up the steps.
Up the stairs.
And he comes to. Pokes his head around the corner, and I said, hey, Gussie, come on in, and starts slowly walking in,
No. And
he sees, like, the couch, and he sees me sitting on the couch, and I said, yeah, you can come on, puts one paw up, and then he backs up. It was a long process to get him to treat, anyway, I'll stop this now, because tell me really quickly how people can get a hold of you and if they, you know, come visit you.
Yeah, so they can, we're open to the public during our business hours, which are, we're closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. That doesn't mean we're not there taking care of the animals.
Right.
We just don't have public hours those days. So typically we're there 12 to 5. We have late hours on Thursdays at 7. They can contact us on Facebook, our phone number, our website. Our website's updated in real time with available pets and what's going on. And we'd love to see you.
We're going to do this again. I'm going to push for get this place, you know, giving you a board to beat, and we'll help you out. How does it sound?
No, that sounds great. Thank you so much for having us.
Lisa, thank you very much. We got more coming up after our little break at 9:30 as you're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chad Holmes Show here on WXCO 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. My name is Bob Look, sitting in for the vacationing Chad Holmes, who will be back come Monday. And I'm going to be holding down the fort right on through tomorrow and into Friday. And we appreciate you tuning in here in the program. Big thanks again to Lisa Leiterman, of the Executive Director of Marathon County Humane Society. I love that organization so much. And I love what they're trying to do, and to find homes, forever homes for those animals that just need a place. Mm-hmm. And it's a simple process, but yet again, it's got to be. I always hazard to, you know, when somebody says, "Oh, we want to get a dog," you know, which is, I always look at it like, well, it's okay, it's nice, you want to get a dog, but don't make it like you're going to, like, a store and, you know, I want to just pick up some product here. And
no, don't do that.
See if I, when you see an animal and you really, it's easy to fall in love with animals quickly.
Oh, yeah.
But you also have to realize there's an effort involved, because this is a living thing. This isn't a toy. This is not something you can just throw in the garbage can because you're tired of playing with it.
What I had to do when I got my cat, a Fanta, the Humane Society. She was not the first cat I looked at. I got to play with a lot of other different cats just to get a feel. And they were so cute. I was snug when they were playing with them.
You could almost end up taking home a whole bunch of them.
A Fanta was different because she was more
shy, and she was a little scared because I think, I don't know much of her back history, but I think she came from a little bit of an abusive home because she was very skittish when I first got her. She was always trying to escape and just...
An uncertainty.
It took a while for her to grow into our family.
Right.
But I took care of her. I gave her lots of love, and eventually...
And eventually, it was a great situation.
She's still on the fence from time to time, but she's gotten a lot better at, hopping on my tummy and just sleeping with me as I'm reading or relaxing. Yeah. And to play together, I play with a little parrot with her, and she jumps all around and just...
Like I said...
She likes to run around and get exercise, but...
Well, I was talking to Lisa, and I talked about the... We went to see the dog that eventually became Augustus for me. And this dog had gone through, a horrible life, just a horrible life. And it was basically a no-hope situation for this dog because the dog just didn't, had no connection with humans. It quit trusting humans because it was so mishandled.
That's heartbreaking.
And then to take that same animal... Bring him to our house with our other dog, Sebastian, at the time, and it didn't happen overnight. It took months for Augustus to just, realize that, hey, this is really good, and these people are nice to me. It's not a cold, cruel world.
It's not an overnight thing. A trust takes time to build. Yeah.
And to the point where the neighborhood kids used to come to our house to take the big dogs for a walk around the park. And here's Augustus, who's over 100 pounds, and Sebastian, who was over 100 pounds, big dogs. And they would have 5 to 6 neighborhood kids walking them around the park, and the dogs just loved it. The kids, especially the younger ones, the 4 or 5 year, this is like they're looking at a cartoon character in the flesh.
Oh.
And they would hug the dogs, and the dogs just loved every moment of it. That's what warms my heart more than anything else, is that beautiful you took thing. That life, that animal was going to be forced to live, and show them that it's not bad, out there. And had such, 15 years of great, affection with that animal. And when this past weekend, when I talked about Kirk Herbstreit, football announcer, and they're doing a tribute to his dog Ben, who passed away, who was kind of like a fixture with him, traveling to football stadium to football stadium around the country, and became an internet sensation. And to see a man like Kirk Herbstreit couldn't even get the words out to introduce a video in honor of his dog Ben. That's where you realize, the affection, and it's more than an animal. It's more than a pet. It's a part of the family.
Absolutely.
I know it's a lot of people sometimes have a hard time feeling, but if you know. So anyway, hey, we got phone lines open here. 715-382-9297. What's on your mind here today? You got something to say, or maybe you have a comment of either our chat about the Humane Society or dog owning, or also about Community Foundation here in North Central Wisconsin, that, or any other current events, you can give us a call or send us a text at 715-382-9297. That's the number that's for us in Wausau exclusively. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because coming up after 10 o'clock, Jane Matinere will be on the air with her program coming up after 10 o'clock here this morning. And she's located out in, I believe, in Waukesha, Wisconsin, where her headquarters. But it goes through the whole Civic Media network. And so you'll catch Jane coming up after 10 o'clock. But, yeah, if you got something on your mind, give us a holler. I do want to touch briefly with something that kind of bugs me a little bit on the roadways. And, of course, I've talked about this before, but there are some people driving vehicles out there who don't know the rules and what some of
the
Ian's eyes are rolling in his head. Oh my gosh, no, don't do this. But the one sign that seems to be most misunderstood on the highways is the yield sign.
Exactly.
Y-I-E-L-D, yield. And yield doesn't mean quick, go faster and just barge your way in when you're trying to get onto an expressway or onto another highly traveled road for a lesser traveled road.
Mm-hmm.
Yield means you yield to the other cars, like they let them go first and then find your spot.
You be aware of your surroundings. It's like a roundabout. Just in a roundabout, you're not just supposed to zoom around trying to get there the fastest. It's about paying attention to the people that are also going in the roundabout.
And pick the area, but then get there reasonably. Mm-hmm. Don't get there by cutting people off.
Exactly.
I mean, you are allowed to, like, you know, slow down to let somebody go in front of you, you know.
It's not a race. It's a marathon.
Yeah. So, in fact, I get a kick out of some people. I think they're driving NASCAR. They're driving in a NASCAR race.
Swerving in and out.
Well, just not that, but whether they're I remember one of the things that they used to say when you'd be behind another vehicle, for every 10 miles, you know, give yourself another, you know, length of your vehicle, you know, for as fast as you're going. And I've been in, you know, some of those runs where ran into big city driving, down to Milwaukee and Madison, but with a higher, and you have that in Fox Valley, and you have it right here in Wausau, Wisconsin,
right.
You know, before work or after work, you know, traffic, and people, you know, sometimes they're in a hurry. Well, most of the time they're in a hurry, but when they're in a hurry to the point where they're basically right on your back bumper, you are going the speed limit, if not maybe a touch over. But for them, you're not going fast enough.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm from maybe the old school that, you know, that sign that says speed limit, 65 miles an hour?
Mm-hmm.
To me means you're limited to go 65 miles per hour, but no faster. If you're going faster, then technically you're going over the speed limit, correct?
Technically, yes.
Yes. Now, I know that they have a little give in.
Yeah, it's like a 5
but that's
mile
it's unwritten rule.
Go over, I guess, but it's not really an enforced rule.
Yeah. Now, I understand, you know, sometimes you have to speed up to get around people if they're maybe they have their speedometer, maybe it's set 65, but maybe it's not accurate. Maybe they're only traveling at like 63.
Yeah.
And then people, you know, oh, come on, you got to get going, got to get going. Mm-hmm. And you pass them and it's like, you know, and they do it in a big rush. Folks, you know, life is not meant to be, you know, where you race to get to point A or B from point B from A. You really have to kind of like, you know, think about the other folks who are driving out there. And I always very conscious still today of what the other vehicle and vehicles around me are doing.
Yeah.
You know, like when I make my long trips, you know, and I'm in the like 3 lanes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I normally get into the middle lane, and I do the minimum, the speed limit, and I don't go much above it. Only if I have to get around somebody, if that's maybe under. You know, but the point being is, you have the outside lane, you have the inside lane if you so desires. But let's not be in a rush, folks.
No.
Absolutely. You know, the amount of time you're saving is minuscule to the amount of stuff that's going to mess you up.
Exactly. It's only a few seconds.
Yeah.
But going back to the yield sign, though, this is one thing that really annoys me, is that people, there is a difference between a yield sign and a stop sign.
Yeah.
A stop sign is not a yield sign. Stop sign is you're supposed to stop for a few seconds and then go. You can't just gradually just tap on the brakes as soon as you get up there and just keep going. It's like
Stop being stuck.
That's one of the basic lessons you learn in driving school.
Oh, driving
the
school.
The first thing they teach you in your driving a test, I think.
Yeah. Back in the old days, back when I was in school, early 70s in high school, they had driver education. And it had those fake dashboards and that stuff. You know, it used to be funny. They would have the film or the deal, and you're supposed to go, you know, with the film with, you know, the accelerator and all the stuff.
Right.
Well, it used to be hilarious. And I remember the teacher just kind of really being semi upset that when the film would stop, right, everyone's still behind the controls of their particular fake car. And those little would make sounds, realistic sounds. So the tape, you know, the video would be stopped. Now the instructor is talking, and everyone's on the accelerators.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember the teacher goes, "Will you stop the accelerator?" Screaming at us. And of course, us, we're just laughing our tails off, you know. Like,
oh my gosh.
Sorry, Mr. We'll say his name to protect his image, I guess. But
some people just really love that accelerator.
Yeah, well, they thought they were over at the state park speedway there. driving into the corner. And he turned off the video and he's, "Will you guys get off the accelerator?" "Oh, sorry. Sorry to interrupt there, sir."
What do you think, this is a demolition derby?
Try not to be a demolition derby. We'll have more coming up after we take a break here. This is Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. I've got a pocket full of holes. Head in the clouds, the king of fools. You've got a ribbon and rainbow and sun.
Our last segment on the Chad Holmes Show here on WXCO 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. And I'm Bob Look, sitting in for Chad here this week. I did want to pass on the phone number to the Humane Society. They're closed today, okay? The animals are still being taken care of, but they're not open to the public today. But if you do need to call them, you can call the Marathon County Humane Society at 715-845-2810. That's 715-845-2810. And again, as Lisa mentioned before about, man, what, 230, 240 cats that right now in their facility.
That's a lot.
You know, like I said, I always advocate dogs because I've just love dogs, okay? And it's not that I don't like cats. Like I said, when I got married back in 1992, I inherited 5 cats. Suddenly became part of my regular life. And I loved every one of those cats. Those were quite characters, and they were fun having around. But you know, I got a dog, Winston, and he had to learn how to get along with cats who had their claws. They were not declawed.
That was probably a mess.
Well, it wasn't a mess, but Winston was a smart dog. He learned quick, you know. Quit messing with the cat, and when he had a couple of those claws stuck in his nose, he goes, "I think I'll just back off a little." But anyway,
he was
so
a fast learner.
He was, I used to call him Winston the Wonder Dog. He's probably the smartest dog I ever had. Aww. Hey, coming up in tomorrow's show, just so we could pre-promote tomorrow's program.
Yeah.
Gentleman that I got to know back in the late 90s. And we have been friends ever since. And he is the assistant athletic director at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. And his name is Clark Eckhoff. And when I say that name, Clark Eckhoff, there's a lot of folks in the Wausau area and Marathon County just go, oh, didn't he used to own the Woodchucks? Yes, he was. He was the first local owner of the Wausau Woodchucks. You know, back when the Woodchucks got involved with the Northern League, you know, for this college baseball, it was owned by the league, but they played, you know, at Athletic Park and, you know, were part of this brand new idea for summer college baseball. Well, Clark stepped forward and he purchased the Woodchucks and turned it into probably one of the big summertime fun things that you can count on here in Wausau proper, where you have, you know, those college baseball athletes, you know, they're obviously trying to impress scouts and, you know, get a little more play to improve their game. And it's been a huge success. And he's been involved in other, you know, entrepreneurial things. But now he's helping out at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point in the athletic department.
Good for him.
And that's the one thing that I think sometimes people don't realize is that there's a four-year college, you know, just south of Wausau that plays intercollegiate sports. Football, basketball, hockey, volleyball, cross, oh, yes. All of soccer, they're all being played on that level, and it's right down the road, not that far from us, here in Wausau proper. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the athletic department at UWSP, and I've been fortunate enough to have worked for the football team for the last couple of years, handling the public address announcing at the games at Gerke Field. But we're just going to talk a little bit about that. But we're also going to talk about a bunch of other things that he's been involved with in the Wausau area with the Woodchucks and all that. So he'll be our guest on tomorrow. Friday, I'm working on a couple of people to be on the program. And what I could describe them, it's not – they're busy people, and it's not one of these things that – they'd probably be doing a huge favor for me to even allocate the time to participate. But we're still working on that, and hopefully we'll be able to clue you in and have it public before too long. Ooh. I don't like to put things out there if I don't have it for sure, you know?
Nothing's, always double check, absolutely.
Nothing's more embarrassing than, oh, we're going to, yeah, because otherwise I could just say, like, well, Friday's guest, we're going to have Taylor Swift on with us live here in the studio. So please don't, you know, don't create any kind of traffic mess here at the corners of Washington Street and 3rd Street here in Wausau, because Taylor Swift is going to be my guest in studio on Friday morning as he made this, you know, No. Oh, it wasn't Taylor Swift. It was Tyler Swift. He's a guy who works down at the factory. And well, he sings pretty good. Doesn't look that cute in the outfits, but, you know, what are you going to do? Hey.
What are you
going to
do?
Ian, I hope you had yourself a good morning. I know that you're done dancing at all the music. And we'll see you all and talk to you tomorrow morning on the Chad Holmes Show.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Have a great day.
Yeah, right here at 98.9 FM and 1230 AM WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.